You're listening to State of the Human, the radio show of the Stanford Storytelling Project. I'm Zandra Clark, and I'm about to lead you through an exercise. Think about the last time you looked in a mirror. Maybe you were brushing your teeth last night or combing your hair this morning. Really picture yourself. What do you look like? Nobody knows this person except you. That's because the mirror reverses you. So if you have a birthmark on your right cheek, when you look in the mirror, it'll look like it's on your left cheek. All of your expressions, your raised eyebrows, your pouts, your smiles, they all read backwards in the mirror. So this person that you see is actually the opposite of how other people see you. Of course, you do see yourself as others see you when you look in photographs and in videos. But what would it be like to actually meet yourself face to face so that you're alive and animate in a way that other people see you? Turns out, this kind of mirror actually exists. It's known as a true mirror. And Daniel Steinbach, a graduate student in Stanford's School of Education, has one.
I first saw a true mirror at Burning Man. And I saw, you know, I saw some people crowded around a big black box. And when I wandered over and took a peek, at first I couldn't even look at it. It was too shocking.
So Daniel and I take his true mirror to the center of Stanford's campus. We want to see if others are as shocked by what they see as Daniel was. He cradles this black box under his arm, and when he opens it, I see that the true mirror is actually made of two mirrors that are perpendicular to each other. He sits down and turns a knob on the side of the box, calibrating the mirrors until they make a perfect 90-degree corner. The glass is so thin that when the mirrors touch, it looks just like one mirror. Their meeting point is totally invisible. Usually, people in White Plaza are pretty game to be interviewed, but this time it's difficult to get volunteers. Most people we ask refuse to look at their own image. They say they don't have time, that they're ugly or scared, or in one case, a psych major who's done plenty of these mind experiments before. Some don't even give any reason at all. The reality seems to be that looking at yourself in a mirror, whether it's a true mirror or a normal one, is a profoundly personal thing to do. I guess it's not the kind of thing you want to do in front of strangers. But some people brave the discomfort and decide to look. And what they see is nothing out of the ordinary, at least at first.
That's it. That's it. I look the same.
Doesn't really look that different to me.
Yeah, it does look the same.
I look exactly the same.
I don't find much. Like, I don't really think that I look really different than what I think that I look like to other people.
Immediately, you don't see anything weird. But after, if you move, it looks weird.
The differences are subtle. But the more time people spend looking in the mirror, the more they begin to notice the differences. Asymmetries in their faces, reversed features, the faces they've known their entire lives start to look unfamiliar.
I look asymmetrical.
Well, my hair goes the other way and it kind of looks different. Different aesthetic, and my beard's different. I don't know. I think my eyes are closer together too, but that doesn't make sense.
It's a little disorienting. I mean, I have my part on the other side of my head. And I don't know, I'm just used to it in a specific way.
I feel like my whole face is smaller now.
It's like my hair is the opposite of what I thought it was. Like the parts on the other side, like when you part your hair, it's weird.
I think I should put my hair the other way.
Daniel explains why asymmetries are accentuated in the true mirror.
All physical asymmetries in your face are actually exaggerated for you when you look in the true mirror, because if my nose is 2 degrees to the left, when I look in the true mirror, because it's mirrored across the center line, it's a 4-degree difference.
So what this means is, when you have a crooked nose, you're so used to looking at it in the mirror that it becomes normal. But when you look in the true mirror, it looks doubly wrong, because not only is it not normal, but it's also crooked in the other direction. For many, recognizing this difference is shocking.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's crazy.
This is trippy.
So, okay, that's so, it's like so disorienting.
It's really disorienting.
Ooh, that's not what I was expecting. All right. It's disconcerting.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's weird.
I never seen myself like this before.
What some people see in the mirror isn't themselves. It's someone else.
I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing I feel like I'm seeing my other side.
Yeah, like it feels like there's literally another person standing in front of me, as opposed to just me standing in front of a mirror.
At this point, I know that me in a mirror is a reflection of me, but this doesn't look like me in a mirror. It looks like a twin.
It does look different. It looks, because I'm like looking, I'm looking at myself as if I was like standing talking to myself. This is really weird, actually.
Half of my face is sadder than the other half.
The external image that you have of yourself gives you a sense of your personality, of who you are inside. To see your physical appearance flipped is jarring, understandably, and it makes you think about how your interior may also be different than what you'd previously thought. But while some people see their true mirror reflection as an unfamiliar stranger, others feel like they've finally seen their true self. And there's a kind of humor in discovering this new person. Most people laugh. But no one can explain why, whether it's out of discomfort or amusement or something else. When I finally get the courage to look at myself in the mirror, I say over and over again, "My face looks crooked, my hair looks crooked." I'm laughing, but I also feel kind of weird. It's hard to describe, but I might have a similar reaction if I suddenly were to see my mom looking 20 years younger than I'm used to seeing her. It's that bizarre and absurd. Despite the absurdity, a couple of people go so far as to prefer this new self to the self they've been used to seeing.
Yeah, I look friendlier than in my own mirror. Yeah, I don't know. I like this better. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
I look a little better.
Better?
Yeah. I give myself a little less credit than I should.
Honestly, it was like seeing myself for the first time. The self that I felt like on the inside. You know, all my life, I've been looking into a normal mirror, identifying with that person, like, oh, this is the way I look. Like, oh, I'm pruning myself, I'm doing my hair, I'm presenting a particular person. And then to find out, oh wait, that person actually doesn't even exist. And that I'm the only one that is familiar with that non-existent person.
For Daniel, this wasn't just an opportunity to see himself for the first time. Once he had his own true mirror, he began building a relationship with this image. He started discovering aspects of his personality that he'd never really understood before.
I found that when I looked into the true mirror, especially when I turned my head to one side so that I was really kind of looking more at one side and then the other, I could really see in myself, actually, different sides of my own personality that I'm aware of. I could see my own demons and my own angels looking back at me, and I could sort of almost like facilitate conversations between the different sides of myself. I found that my right side has a sense of humor. And honestly, I never really thought of myself as having a sense of humor. Even though people had told me that, I looked at this one side and thought, wow, this guy's hilarious. And every time I look at him, he makes me laugh.